The levels of recorded crime have dropped sharply during the pandemic, according to the latest Central Statistics Office crime figures released this morning. Burglaries are down by over 45%, while there were also significant falls in theft, robbery, assaults and related offences. Fraud, however, rose by over 13%, and there were also increases in drugs and weapons offences. Figures also showed that there are more than 10,000 incidents where fines for breaches of COVID-19 regulations were not paid. Let's get more now from our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, does this show the effect of the pandemic?
It does, yeah. There's a couple of things in this, societal changes as well. For example, if you look at the generational change in relation to people being caught drink driving and drug driving, there seems to be a societal change there. If you take the headlines, for example, you can see clearly the effect of the pandemic and the associated lockdowns. Burglary down, as you said yourself, over 45%. That's 7,500 fewer crimes. And that's largely because more people are now at home. Trespass offences, however, increased by 6%. You have about 2,400 cases of those. And that could be because people are around and they see people coming onto their property and they report that to the Gardaí. Theft and related offences also down. That's over 20,000 fewer thefts from people, from shops, from cars, fewer cases of handling stolen property. Robbery down by more than a quarter. Sex offences also down by just over 3%, which isn't a lot really. You could nearly say that's still stable. There have been reductions in instances of rape and sexual assault. However, reported cases of child abuse have increased again, this time by over 11%, which is a concern. Fraud offences, as you say, also increased by over 13%. But that, in many ways, a reflection of the fact that more workers are now at home and have moved online, but also the criminals have also adapted and they've moved online.
If these figures show the effect of the pandemic, they also show the impact of poverty.
Yeah, there's one very interesting area that we looked at, the social code offences, which has seen an increase in these type of offences. And when we asked the CSO what these related to, they told us these largely relate to begging and begging offences. And many people mightn't have known they were offences. There was increases in the offences of begging and allowing a child to beg. And these are recorded as social code offences. Gangland crime, interestingly enough, is also down. Homicide, murder and manslaughter down over 18%. There was only one drugs-related murder, so-called gangland murder, in the 12-month period, which ends in March of this year. And since then, there hasn't been a gangland murder. So far this year, there's only been one gangland murder. Murder threats have increased by 24%, but again, shootings are down by over a quarter. Now, if you look at the drugs figures, for example, and weapons figures, there have been increases, but these, the Gardaí say, can be linked to more seizures, more guns, fireworks, knives, and drugs are being seized, and more people are being caught using and selling drugs. And also, as I said, there's an indication of a demand for drugs that remains because the gangs are adopting. There's a reduction in importation and trafficking, and a corresponding increase in cultivation and cannabis. The discovery of cannabis grow houses. We saw, for example, the discovery of one in Roscommon over the last couple of days. And as I said, a significant increase in drug use reflected in motor offences, whereby while there's a 22% decrease in people caught drink driving, there has been a significant increase of 76%. That's over 2,700 drivers caught while on drugs.